为你读英语美文的听众朋友们，你们好，我是妮娜娇娇，现在是七年级学生，在春假里录制这档节目。在这期节目里和大家讲述 Disney 动画电影 Sleeping Beauty 和 Tchaikovsky 的音乐。 Sleeping Beauty 睡美人是法国作家夏尔佩罗所著的童话故事，也是 Disney 的第16部经典动画片。Walt Disney 为了能够完美打造这部电影，仅拍摄就花费了6年时间。在制作这部动画之前，动画设计师在每一个镜头中做了真人参考。Walt Disney 还把原著中7位仙女剪为3位，而他们在小木屋中的造型，则是参考在超市中购物的妇女而设计的。那么1959年的动画片 Sleeping Beauty 和1889年时的 Tchaikovsky 之间又有什么样的关系呢？让我们先进入动画电影吧。故事发生在中世纪的欧洲，14世纪。King Stephen and his queen have been blessed with the birth of a daughter, Princess Aurora.Many travel to pay their respects to the birth of the princess. Also in attendance are the 3 good fairies, Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather. Each has come to bestow a gift on the princess. Flora gives the gift of beauty, Fauna the gift of song. However, before Merryweather can bestow her gift,A gale wind blows through the Great Hall, signifying the arrival of Maleficent, a sorceress from the Forbidden Mountain. Upset over not having been invited, Maleficent casts a spell, promising that once Aurora turns 16, she'll prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die. Merryweather uses her gift to weaken Maleficent's spell. Through her gift, Aurora will not die, but fall asleep until kissed by her true love.Even so, King Stefan still is fearful and orders every spinning wheel in the kingdom to be burned. The 3 then persuade the king and queen that they will hide their daughter until she turns 16 and take her to an abandoned woodcutter's cottage. The years pass by, and as Aurora's 16th birthday approaches, Maleficent's mood is foul in that her minions have only been searching for a baby for the last 16 years.Not realizing that Aurora would grow up. After punishing her minions, Maleficent sends her crow to find the princess.
Why, it's my dream prince. Your Highness. No, I'm really not supposed to speak to strangers. But we've met before. I
know you. One day, Prince Philip, who has been riding through the forest on his horse, finds the princess, though neither knows that they're their betrothed. The princess is enchanted by the young man, but remembering how the fairies told her not to talk to strangers, runs away. However, she does tell the prince where she lives.
What's your name?
My name. Why, it's... Oh, no, I can't. I... Goodbye!
But when will I see you again?
Oh, never. Never!
Never?
Well, maybe someday.
When? Tomorrow?
Oh, no! This evening!
Where?
At the cottage, in the glen.
Friar Rose returns to the cottage and excitedly she explains how she met someone in the forest, whom she is in love with. It is then that the fairies reveal who they really are, and that she is betrothed to Prince Philip. During all this, none of them have noticed Maleficent's raven peering through a window. Back at King Stefan's castle, Philip grandly tells his father about the peasant girl he met in the woods and hopes to marry. Hubert is upset at these turn of events and tries to persuade his son to remember his betrothal. But Philip rides back to the forest and to the cottage. In the meantime, the three fairies have brought Aurora back to the castle through a secret entrance. While Maleficent opens a secret passage in the castle room, and Aurora, under trance, follows a floating green orb through the passageway. The orb changes into an enchanted spinning wheel. Fascinated, Aurora pricks her finger on the spinning wheel's spindle. It is then that Flora decides to put the entire kingdom to sleep until Aurora is awakened. Hoping to get to Philip and awaken Aurora, they set off through the forest, only to find the cottage door wide open and Philip's hat on the floor. The three deduce that Maleficent must have captured him. The three sneak into the castle, where they find Philip is imprisoned in a dungeon. The three fairies free Philip, and they ride off toward King Stefan's castle. Maleficent appears before Philip, transforming herself into a dragon. The prince appears to be no match for the enormous beast, until the three fairies guide the Sword of Truth into Maleficent's heart, defeating her once and for all. With evil vanquished, Philip is led to the sleeping Aurora's bedside, and his kiss awakens her and the entire kingdom. The two then share a dance as their parents and the three fairies watch. 故事到这里就进了尾声。每一个童话故事里，总有着关于爱情、生死，这些关乎一生命的伟大主题，而在最后总是衬托出一个完美的结局。童话故事里，永远都没有悲哀的结尾，因为主人公内心怀揣着善良与爱，总能以各种不可预期的方式化解困境。将故事变得美好，向善之人亦得福，这是每一个写童话故事人的初衷。我们每个人都需要为自己撰写一部美丽的童话，沉淀童话里的精华，转身成为童话中的主角。相信生活中的挫折只是故事里的一个个情节。不忘初心的你，在追逐梦想的同时，永远怀揣一颗明亮而洁净的心。背起行囊，住着清风和流水前行，一部美好的童话人生将为你而开启。Tchaikovsky composed The Sleeping Beauty Ballet based on a romantic fairy tale in 1889 when he was 49 years old, and it is one of the world's most beloved and captivating ballets. This ballet marks an important first in ballet history. As the first collaboration between the great Russian composer Tchaikovsky and Russian choreographer Marius Petipa. With Petipa working as the choreographer,He wrote a very detailed list of instructions as to the musical requirements, and Tchaikovsky worked quickly on the new work. He began initial sketches in the winter of 1888 and began orchestration work in May 1889. After the 1917 revolution, Sleeping Beauty was the most frequently performed ballet in the former Imperial Marinsky repertoire.The Sleeping Beauty is Tchaikovsky's longest ballet, lasting nearly 4 hours at full length. counting the intermissions. The complete score runs practically 3 hours. Later, Disney used this melody for Once Upon a Dream, which explains why it sounds similar to a waltz. This Disney movie is so artistically beautiful and fits the music. I think Tchaikovsky would have loved the movie. Swan Lake derives from a German fairy tale, which was the first of Tchaikovsky's three ballet scores, composed between August 1875 and April 1876. Tchaikovsky composed the Nutcracker during 4 months in 1891. A large part of the ballet was written at sea on a journey from Europe to the United States. The world's most popular ballets based on a romantic fairy tale, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, and The Nutcracker, that opened a golden age of Russian ballet. Today, it's an honor to be here because of Tom and Jerry, Disney's Sleeping Beauty, ballet performances, etc. Thus showing that while watching movies and dance, we were taught to appreciate classical music. Sleeping Beauty 是 Tchaikovsky 作曲的最长的芭蕾舞剧，全长舞蹈约四个小时，包括中场休息时间，日剧大约长达三个小时。Disney 将其中的一首旋律用于 Once Upon a Dream， 这也解释了为什么会听起来如此华尔兹的原因。Disney 电影的艺术魅力如此之大，也和它适当的采用了众多经典音乐有关，其中包括 Tchaikovsky 的乐曲。相信 Tchaikovsky 也会喜欢这部 Disney 动画电影。今天，无论你是观看 Disney 的 Tom and Jerry， 还是 Disney 的 Sleeping Beauty。或欣赏芭蕾等，你都会因为听到剧中熟悉的乐曲而感到荣幸，因为在观看这些电影和舞蹈的同时，也教会了我们如何去欣赏古典音乐。在欣赏完 Tchaikovsky 的 Sleeping Beauty Waltz 之后，为大家送上由这首曲子改编的动画片《睡美人》主题曲《Once Upon a Dream》。我是娇娇，这里是为你读英语美文节目，在我的歌声中向你说再见。